Well, today we're visiting with the tops of the class of 2016 from Audubon High School. We have two young men and a lady, and ladies first. You are?
Madison Hagedorn.
Okay, Madison, tell us about your family.
My parents are Troy and Monica Hagedorn, and I have a twin brother, Nathan Hagedorn.
Oh, very good. You got the better end of the gene pool on that?
Oh, obviously, yes.
Obviously, yeah, okay. Let's talk about classes. What classes did you enjoy?
Well, I liked any English class taught by Miss Madsen last year, and this year I really enjoyed chemistry taught by Nadine Jessen. Yeah, she's a really good teacher.
Okay, not the easiest of classes. Do you enjoy a challenge?
Yeah, kind of. She made it, because she was such a good teacher, she made it fun to actually learn challenging things.
Okay, now, is she one of your favorites?
Yeah.
Any other favorites?
Yeah, like I said, Ms. Madsen. Yeah.
Okay. And why them? Why are they your favorites? Why do they stand out for you? What do they do that's different?
They just seemed to really enjoy the topics they were talking about, and so that made me want to learn more, I guess.
Okay. And they give you a lot of attention?
Oh, yeah.
Did you require that?
Yeah. Of course,
of
yes.
Of course, okay. Let's talk about extracurricular activities. What else have you been busy with?
I've done track and softball throughout high school. I did cross country for a few years. I've been in band and NHS, Student Senate, and I've been class president, and I'm in the Behind the Cross Praise Band. It's my church's youth organization band thing, yeah.
Okay, well, I was told ahead of time that you're kind of a big deal here, so it sounds like you're involved in a lot of things. Did you intend to be busy when you started high school?
Yeah, I planned on it. I mean, then I guess I'm never bored, so it's good.
That's true. Are you pretty good at, like, say, time management, being efficient with all of your time? And because you sound like you have a lot of commitments, or is that something you have to work hard at?
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten better at it the more I progress throughout high school. But, yeah, I think that's a good quality to have for the future.
Mm-hmm. Are you a natural leader, or is that something you just chose?
I don't know. I think I've gotten better with my leadership skills throughout these different organizations I've been a part of. Okay. So, yeah.
Do you have one that's a favorite of all the things that you talked about?
I really like track. That's fun. And, yeah.
Do you enjoy reaching goals as a group, kind of in a team atmosphere, or do you prefer individual accomplishments?
I just thought of team for track this year. We've really come a long ways and brought our time down. And, yeah, it's better to be a part of a team, I think, because then you have a support system sure. to carry you around.
Okay. Any accomplishments that are going to stick out for you the most when you think back years from now on your high school years?
I'm pretty happy with how my academics turned out. I've gone to state and track every year. And I guess I'm happy with the leadership positions I've held here.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Was that a goal of yours? Were you one that was going to be driven when you first got into high school to try to be one of the tops of the class?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I hoped for the best, yeah.
Okay. But it still took work,
yeah.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
What's up for you this fall?
I'm going to be going to UNI, and I'm going to study athletic training there because I'm interested in going into physical therapy.
Okay. What turns you on to that? Is that something you've always wanted to do?
Yeah, I've kind of been going back and forth between things throughout high school, but I just kept going back to physical therapy. Mm-hmm. I just think I wanted to do something in the medical field, and the human body, like, intrigues me. So okay. I thought that was a good field to go into.
Sure. Northern Iowa, good place for that type of program?
Oh, yeah. I was really impressed with their athletic training program, and I just like the middle-sized school that UNI has.
Very good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. Now that you've experienced everything there is to experience in high school, what advice would you give them?
I'd say just try everything to see what you like, and don't be afraid to not do something.
Well, good luck to you, and congratulations on your accomplishments.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madison. Appreciate it. Okay, next we have?
Mitchell Nelson.
Okay, Mitchell, and tell us about your family.
Todd and Shannon Nelson are my parents, and I have three older sisters, Nicole, Josie, and Emily.
Very good. Which one's your favorite?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say.
good answer. Let's talk about your accomplishments and things. What classes did you like?
I think calculus is probably my favorite, and A-Chem, I like the tough classes, I guess, that you finally get into senior year.
Yeah, you didn't pick the easy ones at all. Usually I hear lunch, study hall, recess. Well, you don't have recess in high school, do you? But usually I hear the easy stuff like that. Do you like a good challenge? Have you always been that way?
Yeah, I like to push myself and, I guess, do the challenging, most challenging thing would be the best way to put it, yeah.
Okay. What about teachers? Any that stick out in your mind? Who will you be talking about 10 years from now at a class reunion with some of your buddies when you get together?
Probably Mr. Dammel. He's kind of a quirky guy in the classroom and makes the lesson fun, but, you know, still gets the message across.
Okay. What about extracurricular activities? Talk about the things you've been involved in.
Sports-wise, I did football and cross-country and basketball, track, and baseball. And I've also done speech and FFA and Student Senate and NHS. And I'm also on the Behind the Cross praise band that Madison mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you're involved in a lot of things, too. Does that help your academics to be involved in a lot of different things? Do you think that enhances your opportunities?
I think it does, yeah. It just keeps your mind active, I think. And, you know, makes you, I don't know, I guess, think about stuff all the time, and I guess.
Did you set out to be active as you could? Was that a goal of yours when you started high school, to try to do as many things as you could?
Oh, yeah. Watching one of my sisters, especially growing up, and they were always doing everything. I knew I wanted to do everything as well, and, yeah, just stuck my foot in the door and everything I could, and couldn't give any of it up, I guess, because I liked it so much.
Okay. What about accomplishments for you? What will you be most proud of when you look back?
Probably the state in cross country and track and football playoffs, and made first team all conference basketball this year. That's probably one of my favorites as well.
Yeah. And so a lot of those things you're talking about are team activities. As we talked with Madison, you know, sometimes accomplishing things as a team can be more satisfying because you're helping others out around you to reach goals too. Do you prefer a team atmosphere like that?
Yeah, team sports are definitely one of my favorite things. Because you just grow with your brothers out there, and you really become a family as a team in the sports, and it's really amazing experience.
Absolutely. Talk about what's up for you this fall. Where are you headed?
I'm going to Iowa State, study engineering.
Okay. Why'd you choose Iowa State?
Well, all three of my sisters went there, and I'm familiar with the campus, and even from the first time I helped move my oldest sister Nicole in there, it felt like home, I think, and I just love Ames, so I think it should be a good time.
So you didn't choose it. It chose you, right? Okay. What about engineering? Is that something you've always set your mind on?
No, I've always been really indecisive about what I wanted to do, but I really enjoyed calculus this year, so figured I could go the engineering route and just see how that goes. But I'm definitely open. I'm still definitely not 100% sure engineering is still the route to finish with.
So it's probably silly to ask you what route within engineering you want to go, because there are several.
Yeah, I'm still not sure. Aerospace probably be my top pick at the moment.
Okay, very good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice now. What do you want them to know? What should they know before they start high school?
Well, it's not as scary as you think it might be, I think, would be something I would like to know. Don't be afraid to try everything you can and get involved in as much as you can, because it goes by fast.
It does absolutely go by fast. Mitchell, thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
All right, very good. And we have one more student to visit with here today at Audubon. You are?
Joseph Remsburg.
Okay. Joseph, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Mark and Janelle Remsburg, and I have one little brother, Jay.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about schoolwork. What did you enjoy?
I guess I like the sciences and math the most, with advanced chemistry, anatomy this year, and calculus.
Do those come easy for you, or do you have to work particularly hard at those?
I mean, any class I have to work hard, but definitely the sciences come easier to me than, say, English.
Yeah. Do you just prefer the challenge?
Yeah, I'm up for the challenge.
Okay, very good. Have you always been like that, or is that something that's happened recently?
I guess high school almost pushed me to be that way a little bit. I wasn't as willing to be as involved freshman year as I am now. So.
Very good. What about let's talk teachers first. Who pointed you in the right direction?
I would say my favorite teacher is Nadine Jessen. She taught advanced chemistry this year, and she really enjoys what she's saying, like what Madison said, and yeah, she just makes it a really fun classroom experience.
Keeps you engaged as a student. Yes. It's because that can be tough to do, especially when you become a senior and get a little senioritis going, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. What about the extracurricular activities? What else have you been involved in?
Sports. I've been cross country, basketball, and track all 4 years, and then NHS, Student Senate, been class vice president last couple of years, And then I stay involved with my church. I'm the lights and sounds director for Sunday services.
Do you enjoy leadership roles?
Yes.
Do you seek them out? Is that something you want? Do you want to be out in front when it comes to reaching different goals and accomplishments?
Yeah, I would say I definitely picked that skill up during high school. Like I said, freshman year I wasn't as willing to be involved in things, and then starting sophomore, junior year I got more involved, and it's really been a good experience.
Yeah, sounds like it. Do you have a favorite among all those things?
Probably basketball. I put a lot of time into basketball, and we've seen a lot of success coming from freshman year to senior year, so that's been a lot of fun.
Very good. Well, what about accomplishments for you? What will you look back on down the road as being something that you're most proud of?
I would say my academics. I'm definitely proud of that, and my dirt bike racing career. I'd throw that in there too.
Well, you've been holding back on me now. Let's talk about that a little bit. When did you start doing that?
I've been riding dirt bikes and four-wheelers since I was 4 or 5 years old. Been racing since 7.
Well, how did you ever get involved in that?
My dad's always been big into racing dirt bikes and four-wheelers for his whole life, basically. So,
what's the best thing that's ever happened to you from dirt bike racing?
I guess my dad's part of a club, and his club hosts a hare scramble every year, which is it's not like typical motocross. You race through the trees, and so it was really fun to win one of their races, kind of a local race.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to ask you what's the worst thing to happen, because that could end badly. Let's not go there. Well, let's talk your future. Where are you going to be this fall?
University of Iowa. I'm a study pre-dentistry, but I have to get a degree in something before I go to dental school, and I'm thinking physics.
This worked out well. We got a UNI, an Iowa State, and an Iowa. This is perfect. We got all the Regents universities covered this year. Why'd you choose Iowa?
I've been a Hawk fan my whole life. My parents have kind of guided me towards that, and being a good medical, pre-medical school, it's a good choice, I think.
Yeah, it sounds like you're choosing a pretty aggressive course of study. Is that something you've always wanted to do?
No, not really. Just like Mitchell, I've been kind of back and forth on what I wanted to do, but I think Iowa gives me a really good option to be open-minded and try a few different things before I decide on something. So,
give those eighth graders some advice. What should they know now that you can help them out with, so they don't mess up high school?
Just like Mitchell said, it's not as scary as you think it is. It's not as big of a jump from eighth to ninth grade as you think it is. Just try to be involved in as many things as you can. I learned that from freshman year. I wasn't as involved, and then my friends got me more involved, and that's definitely been a great experience in my high school career.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you had a lot of fun and a lot of success. Congratulations to you, and good luck.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Joseph Remsburg, also Madison Hagedorn, and Mitchell Nelson. They're some of the tops of the class of 2016 from Audubon High School.